Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. This is a surprise mini episode as part of a fun series where I introduce you to other wonderful podcasts that might bless and benefit your life. These shows are all produced by or part of the podcast network that I'm a part of, Cloud 10 Media. It has been so rewarding for me to collaborate with other podcasters who are working hard to get their important messages out into the world. The show I'm featuring today is called Motherhood Meets Medicine. The Motherhood Meets Medicine podcast is a space that brings all women together. It's for those who hope to be a mom one day, those who already are mothers, and mothers of mothers. The host, Lindsay, is a physician assistant in the emergency department where she has practiced medicine for the last 12 years. She brings in experts with formal training to cover everything about motherhood, ranging from postpartum issues to feeding babies to managing toddler tantrums. This podcast provides candid, informal interviews that you can listen to while you're driving to work, folding laundry, or whatever else your busy day may bring. For today's mini episode, we're airing a clip with an interview from chemical engineer and food scientist Erin, or Food Science Babe, as she's known throughout her social media channels. As a mom, do you ever feel confused about what you should be feeding your kids? The health and wellness industry can sometimes feel very fear-based, and it's nice to get a breakdown from a professional on what's actually happening. In this clip, Erin discusses what's required to label foods organic, and she debunks the myth that food grown organically is always safer or more nutritious. You're going to want to listen to this excerpt from Motherhood Meets Medicine podcast, and then head over to their feed to listen to the entire episode. I'll include a link in the show notes.
So can you explain to us what's required for a company or, you know, a farmer to put something, to label it as being organic in the grocery store? Like, what are the requirements for that?
Yeah, so there are requirements as far as like farming practices. So probably the biggest misconceptions surrounding organic is that people think that pesticides aren't used. And that's not true. I mean, obviously, organic farms are going to have the same pest pressures as a conventional farm. These aren't, you know, areas of the world where there's like no bugs or weeds or things like that. So obviously, like, they are going to require some sort of pest management. So, you know, there are pesticides that are approved for organic. So it's just more of a system of, I would say, like, more restriction. Because if you think about conventional farming, like, they can use synthetic pesticides and the same natural ones that are approved for organic. So they have more tools in their toolbox, essentially. And I know it's really difficult to understand, too, that natural, you know, that doesn't mean that it's safer. There are synthetic pesticides that have been developed that are much better for the environment than what the organic farmers have to use, because they are restricted to a set of natural pesticides. And a lot of times those can be less effective, so you have to use them at higher doses. You know, they're more persistent in the environment, so they can be even worse for the environment. So there are regulations that farmers have to follow. There's specific like ingredients that aren't allowed in organic products. GMOs aren't allowed, but these things, you know, again, like, it is a marketing label. If you go like on the National Organic Program website, and just as a, you know, a regular consumer reading through it, everything sounds better. I mean, you know, you just assume natural is better when it's really not. You kind of assume all these things mean it's better or healthier in some way, but in reality, it does not translate to healthier. You know, there have been large studies that have been done on the nutrition of conventional versus organic, and there's really no meaningful difference in the nutrition. So, and as far as like pesticides go, our entire food supply is incredibly safe from a pesticide residue perspective, whether it is coming from an organic farm or a conventional farm. the pesticides that are used in any sort of any farming practice are highly regulated. The USDA actually regularly tests residues to ensure that they're below the safety levels. And, you know, 99% of the time, they're hundreds to thousands of times below the safety levels that are set. So I also don't want, like, when people hear like that organic uses pesticides, they just immediately assume like, oh, it's bad, just like conventional. But in reality, like, they're both very safe in terms of like pesticide residues. So it's not a bad thing that organic uses pesticides. It's just that that is a huge myth. But yeah, I mean, overall, we have an incredibly safe food supply. So there really isn't any, you know, nutritional or safety reason why you should be purchasing organic. I mean, if somebody has a specific, you know, local farm that they like that happens to be organic, like, I'm never going to say don't purchase it because it's safe food. I would just say, like, if you're buying it out of fear, which is sort of what I was doing, you know, I was like afraid if I was buying the conventional strawberries that they had just tons of pesticides on them. And that's just not true. So if you're buying the label out of fear, I would say like you don't have to do that. But, you know, there's certain products that I just like that happen to have the label and I still buy them, but I don't buy it specifically for that label.